You know, I always like to take this opportunity to talk about myself.
Woo!
Looking man, the best dressed man. You know why? Woo, because my name's Ric Flair.
Woo! Hello, Nerd Nation, and welcome to the only six-star wrestling podcast on planet Earth. This is the Good Brothers Wrestling Podcast Morning Show. Guess who is with me today? Marvelous Mike Moore. What's up, too sweet,
bro? How's it going?
It's too early, bro.
It is way too early.
It's too early.
This is why this is my first morning show.
Your first morning show.
Because it's too early.
Because it's too sweet to be too early.
Good thing we've got Copper Canyon coffee.
That's right. That's right. Real quick. Good thing, Mike. Good call. let's thank our sponsors real quick. We have three amazing sponsors. First, let's start with what we're drinking right now. Copper Canyon coffee. Some of the best coffee in the world. Mm-hmm. Next, another thing that we're using right now, White Label Juice Co. for all your vape needs.
Yep, definitely using that.
Amazing. I think we're both hitting banana cream right
banana
now.
Banana cream, yeah.
And then finally...
Goes perfect with the coffee.
Goes perfect with the coffee, yes it does. And then finally, ShirtSpace.com for all of your wholesale shirt needs. ShirtSpace.com. All right, let's get to it.
All right. Hey,
so, can I just ask your first one? Morning show, yeah. I gotta tell you. Under 45 minutes. That's what we do the morning show.
This will be easy.
Yeah, because we've got a lot of people driving to work and stuff.
Now I'm ready to get home and go back to sleep.
I bet.
And can I just ask one thing before we get started?
Let's do it.
Where are the donuts? how are you going to have me come over to this morning show and
so,
I have donuts?
Dude, whenever the new camera and the green screen comes in, I think we're going to, like, we'll have donuts on the table and stuff like that. We've already got... the chairs are getting made by my mother-in-law. Shout out Karen Scarpetti. Love you very much. The desk that she gifted to us is also in there. So we were just waiting on the camera, the tripod, and the green screen, and then we'll start having donuts in the morning.
Okay.
Does that sound good to you?
That sounds good to me.
Yeah.
And I'll start this pretty early. But I know that our fans have been waiting to hear both of us on the morning show.
They had. This and is the first one
so
with you.
I'm sorry I haven't been here. But I'm here now.
So, with your first morning show, I was kind of like, well, what do you want to talk about, man? Because, you know, this is kind of, you know, we don't do too much on the morning show. Yeah. We just talk wrestling.
Yeah.
Just kind of whatever.
I mean, I do watch and listen to the morning show.
I dig it. We got to give a quick shout out to our boy Ray Cash. He's been kind of helping me fill in while you've been working hard.
Yeah.
Great guy, really knows his wrestling. Yeah, he's an awesome dude.
Good brother Ray.
And let's plug his podcast. He's got a real cool podcast called the SMC Wrestling Podcast. He's on Twitter at It's Ray Cash. So, Ray, thank you very much. I'm sure one of these days, hopefully, the three of us will be on the show. And I'm sure it's not the last time that Ray will do a little guest spot. Yeah. We might have him sometime next week. Me and him did promise everybody that we were going to talk about WrestleMania 24 so we could get his kind of thoughts on it.
It's a good show.
Yeah, it's a good show. But, like, where I was going with that was, I kind of asked you, what do you want to do for your first morning show? And you're like, I'd like to get the sleep out of my eyes. And then I was like, no, really, when you talk about the wrestling show? And so, tell me what you said.
I think that we should talk about how they should do Daniel Bryan.
And I like it.
Yeah, I just watched SmackDown this week.
Yeah.
And I've got an idea of what they should do with him.
So if you're listening to the show, I'm pretty sure you're a wrestling fan, so you know Daniel Bryan has been cleared to wrestle in a WWE ring.
Yeah, been cleared.
Because I've thought forever we're going to have this show, but it's going to be about where he's wrestling and, you know, in front of 250 people, you know, in Sarasota.
Or more likely in New Japan.
Yeah, he probably wouldn't have went to New Japan. He could get a stupid name in TNA.
Yeah.
Like Violet. I hate when, like, you know, Magnus. Yeah. Like, use Nick Aldis. Yeah. That's a cool name.
Yeah. How about the Impact Dragon?
The Impact Dragon. Yeah. Where's the Impact Zone at?
Florida?
Yeah. He could be the Florida
Dragon.
Are they
still in Florida? They were in Florida for a while.
They were at the Orlando place, yeah. And
see, that's what I'm thinking is the actual
Impact Zone. Yeah. And was that's like very the, similar to what WCW used to do, right?
Yeah.
And they both left for the same reasons, right? Mm-hmm, is yeah. that you know, you had people, most of their fan base or the people that were at their live shows were just people coming in out of the heat.
Yeah.
And they wanted actual, you know, they wanted actual wrestling fans. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know for a long time, everything on the internet was like, you know, why would Hulk Hogan do this and stuff? But Bruce Pritchard actually says that he was one of the guys that helped facilitate that. Mm-hmm. And I guess it's kind of helped and hurt.
Yeah.
Because they've got less money now because they're having to pay. You know, we're there. They were there for free. I think they were probably actually getting paid to be there.
I think so.
But now,
minimum.
Yeah.
Because who wants to pay TNA to put on
exactly,
a show?
Exactly.
I mean, would you pay TNA to put on a show in your backyard?
2005, I would. Or maybe even 2009.
2007.
Seven.
Eight. Around yeah. that time, they were pretty
good. But now, they better pay me if they would put four stakes yeah. down back there. Yeah. Tell us what happened Tuesday. Well, first, yeah, let's hear what happened on okay. Tuesday. And would that have happened when you were booking Daniel Bryan?
Yeah, it would have. I mean, almost to the T. They booked it how I would have started out, almost to the T. Now, I'm not going to have the same end game they do.
Okay.
Real quick, so
on Tuesday, just a few hours before then, or was it the day before they announced
that? It was probably about 4 or 5 hours.
Before. 4 or 5 hours before that, the WWE released that Daniel Bryan was going to be cleared to wrestle in a WWE ring. Like, I just feel so weird saying that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I swear, I thought, you know, in September 2018, his contract was going to go up. Yeah. He'd have to wait 90 days, and I figured he would be at Wrestle Kingdom 13 yeah. or 14.
You, yeah, do you think that the only reason that they finally cleared him, like Vince said, make sure you clear him, his contract's up in September?
Well, it'd been, what is it? Is it September this year or September next year?
September this year, isn't it? 2018?
I can't remember. I was, for some reason, I was thinking it was 19.
I think it's this year.
Yeah, either way, I figured that he could have been cleared a long time ago. I think that they
bumped it up.
I think they knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
But anyway, so he comes out, he gives a great speech where he says, I don't know when and where I'll be back. Kind of looked up at the WWE sign and
the WrestleMania sign.
The WrestleMania sign, yeah. And people were chanting, and he said something to the degree of, if people ask me if I'll be wrestling at WrestleMania, I only have one word to say to them, and the yes chants came out. And if yeah. you can't, I know you can't see me. I just realized that they yeah. can't see me, but I'm still doing it.
Yeah. But I don't think that's not exactly what he said. Was he said,
back in a WWE? Yeah. If you ask me if I'll be back in a WWE ring, yeah. I said WrestleMania, I meant WWE. I switched them by it's accident. Cool. I didn't mean to.
I forgive you.
But
it's early in the morning, but I still forgive you.
Yes. Okay. So, but he did say that he'll be back in a WWE ring. Really awesome to hear. But anyway, what I was getting at the end of the night, KO and Sami Zayn had not been at the show all day. One of the producers came and told Daniel Bryan. Sorry, I'm an indie mark. Yeah. You know what he said Dragon. Last episode?
Yeah. I'm such an indie mark.
You actually stole that from Art of Wrestling,
yeah,
right?
CM Punk. Yeah.
So I borrowed
it.
Yeah, Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, they meet Daniel Bryan out in the ring.
Try to celebrate.
Yeah, they tried to celebrate. They hugged him and everything. Daniel Bryan said, look, Shane was doing everything y'all wanted. He gave you a match. Imagine 10 years ago, if y'all had a match one-on-one at WrestleMania, you wouldn't even believe it. He finally decided that he was being impartial and wasn't being fair to y'all, so he stepped back, and you still attacked him. According to Tom Phillips, he's got a contusion on his larynx, the laryngeal area. So anyway, he fires KO and Sami Zayn.
Perfect.
Yeah, and they attack
exactly
him.
What I wanted him to do.
And they attack him, and he goes down for a minute, and then he gets the upper hand for a little bit. Yep.
Makes a comeback.
He even I don't know what he calls those kicks, but he was doing
the
like
yes
a,
kicks.
Was it the yes? Well, no, I mean the drop kicks in the corner.
Oh yeah, I don't know what he called.
He did the yes kicks to KO.
Yeah.
Huge chant. And then he got some like short drop kicks, two or three of them on each person in the corners. Finally, the numbers game catches up to him. He ends up leaving on a backboard as the show goes off the air.
Yeah.
When the show went off the air, don't forget, you got another hour because Unsolved comes on after that. Unsolved is sweet.
I've got it all DVR'd, but I haven't watched any of
it. Oh, bro, I've watched it twice. I watch it. I don't tell my wife, but I watch it. And then she's like,
is she a fan of the morning show?
No.
Okay, I was
going
to say, because you just told her.
But my mother-in-law is. So, Karen, if you're listening to this, don't tell her. But I watch it. And then when she's like, yeah, I want to watch Unsolved, I'm like, sweet. I'll go get it set up. So that way she doesn't see that, you know, because you can tell if you've watched it or not. So it's going there and turned on. It's already.
Yeah, nice.
But anyway, so Daniel Bryan leaves on a backboard. So would that be how you booked his first day back? And if, what would you do different? What would you do the same?
I'm just going to book it from there on. Because they did it almost exactly the way that I
What would be, before you book it, what would be the one thing that you would have done different?
I would have said that Shane's injuries are keeping him out of commission. For at least 3 to 4 months.
Okay, so you wouldn't have had him step back?
Yeah.
No, you would have had him step back, and then they still attack him, and he's injured.
Yeah, they still attack.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Shane, sorry.
Shane.
I know I'm like all wired up because I'm wired on my coffee. Right? Yeah. I'm Copper Canyon.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Yeah, that's why I stopped it at the cup that I had. I want to go and go back to sleep. So I may stop by on my way back to work later.
Yeah.
But I think that... yeah, I think it's perfect. I said Daniel Bryan, pretty much I'd announced Shane McMahon is out.
So like his injuries are out. Yeah. Like his injuries has got him out.
Yeah. Not only is he going to miss WrestleMania, but he's going to miss a few months.
Gotcha.
Anyway, so.
Gotcha.
Like he talked about how he's going to take a sabbatical.
Okay.
Well, this is forcing him to take that sabbatical.
Gotcha.
Okay. So then Daniel Bryan, you know, fires him like he did, and they beat the crap out of him like they did.
Okay.
Okay. Now, the next week comes up, and... they announced Daniel Bryan's out, and they haven't figured out who's going to run SmackDown yet. So tonight it's chaos.
Okay.
Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens come through the crowd, and they cause trouble all night. Just, you know, they beat up a tag team. Like, they beat it like the Usos get beat up by Bludgeon Brothers or whatever.
Do they have a ticket, like when the Outsiders were in WCW?
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Do you remember, do you remember who the... who was the head of security for WCW? Remember, he used to walk Goldberg out, and he went over that time, and they were like, we got a ticket.
Oh, yeah.
We're here to see the big boys.
I'm not sure what that guy's name was.
Oh, okay. Anyway. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Anyway, yeah, we can do that. Yeah. Look at you helping me book. Look at that. Yeah, they got a ticket, but, you know, they jumped the guardrails a lot, and they beat up people, and they, you know, they cause havoc.
Yeah.
At the end of the night, Vince McMahon comes out and says that he's not going to let this happen, and that next week Daniel Bryan is going to be there. And to figure this out. So the next week, Daniel Bryan comes out first, you know, and he limps, he sells it good. And he comes out and he gets in the ring, and he says, Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn are still fired, but I did invite them here tonight because there's something I want to tell them. And so they come out, and they threaten to beat him up again. And he says, wait. He's like, I got what we can do. At WrestleMania, you guys already have your match booked. He's like, instead of that, we're getting rid of that match. Instead of that, what we're going to do is you both are still fired. But I'm going to give you a chance to win back your contract. It's like, I'm going to put you in a triple threat match with me. And, of course, they'll be able to write that promo better than what I'm doing. He's like, but to make sure you guys don't team beat me and go after me, here's what we're going to do. Whoever wins gets their contract. So if Kevin Owens wins, he's rehired on SmackDown. If Sami Zayn wins, he's rehired on SmackDown. If I win, you both stay fired.
Okay.
And so it leads into a triple threat match for Daniel Bryan, Sami Zayn.
I like it.
At WrestleMania.
I like it. Yeah. That's pretty cool. And then
they're going to go towards the tag team match, you know, Shane McMahon and Daniel Bryan versus Kevin Owens.
That'd be a hell of a triple threat, dude. Yeah. With them all actually fighting each other, that would be really cool.
Yeah.
And so when you say, like, that they're saying, like, yeah, Shane McMahon's injuries are going to keep him out past WrestleMania, like, and you're going to actually have him sit out WrestleMania.
I'm not. No.
Okay,
no.
So what would you do there?
I'm going to have, and this is going to, a lot of people are going to be mad about what I'm fixing to say.
Okay.
Sami Zayn wins the match.
Okay.
Daniel Bryan hits Kevin Owens with his knee. Sami Zayn's going to throw him out of the ring and then hit Kevin Owens with the hell of a kick to pin him. Sami Zayn gets his contract, stays on SmackDown. After the match, Daniel Bryan gets back into the ring, and then they start beating up on Daniel Bryan, and then Shane comes out for the save and kind of helps him beat him back. But that match ends with Daniel Bryan posing and beating, you know,
Hogan must pose.
But with Daniel Bryan getting the top. So Daniel Bryan doesn't win the match, But he does, the night ends, well, not the night, but that match ends with Daniel Bryan doing the yes chant and people going crazy. And then it opens the door for, you know, Daniel Bryan to have something going on with Sami Zayn later. And I'm going to move Owens to Raw if I'm booking.
Yeah.
Just move Owens to Raw after that. You know, Triple H goes to fuckers, hires him, you know, whatever.
Right, right. Because he was a Triple H guy. Yeah. I remember when he gave him the U.S. or the world title, universal title.
And if you want to stretch it out even more, you can even have him show up on Raw before SmackDown.
Yeah.
And have them cause trouble there, too, where they have the ticket situation. It's the same thing. They cause trouble there. And then on SmackDown, that's when Vince McMahon comes out and says, I'm not going to have this. You can't see me now, but I'm doing the Vince walk as he walks to the ring. I'm not going to have this happen. Next week, Daniel Bryan's going to come out with an announcement about you two and your contract situation.
So, another thing that a rumor about Vince McMahon that I learned while doing some research about him. Remember I talked in the last episode that we did yesterday about your favorite match or your best match on each WrestleMania.
Uh-huh.
We did part two yesterday, in case someone wasn't listening.
Yeah,
and I told you that there was some weird stuff about Vince McMahon.
Oh yeah,
and so another thing that was mentioned in some stuff that I was reading is that when he walks around Titan Towers, you can audibly hear him humming his entrance music.
Like today or back then?
When he
was acting weird.
No. They said still to this day.
Oh, really?
This is something that multiple people, superstars and employees, have said. That when he walks around, he's like, you got,
Ha ha, pal, that's a good song. I love it.
And that started off, remember, that was the whole corporation. Yeah. Anytime any of them came out. And it was actually a pay-per-views music before that. Yeah. I can't remember which one. Armageddon?
I think, was it St. Valentine's Day Massacre?
I don't think it was St. Valentine's Day. It might have been. Yeah. That was we've told that story before. That was our first.
Yeah.
Well, do you want to take a quick break? And then before you leave to go back home, we can do top five worst WrestleManias.
Sounds good.
To round out the morning show, because we're at about 16 minutes right now.
I told you this wouldn't be long. Telling how.
That was fun.
So, what do you think? You like my idea better?
I like it.
Or would you rather have?
No, I don't want to see no stupid tag team. Why would you? The first match back, you're going to have Daniel Bryan. Like, I can argue devil's advocate. Okay, you think that he might be a little rusty, so you want to put him in there, and just in case maybe he gets hurt. Yeah. You know, show must go on.
Yeah.
You know, but at the same time, it's Daniel Bryan. It's his first match back. Put him in a triple threat.
Yeah.
At least if you put him in a triple threat, if he gets hurt, then you still got a match to go.
Not only that, but I keep him looking strong. Even though he loses the match, he'll take the pin.
Exactly.
But let's just say that I'm booking two Mania. I'm not going to book that finish, but that's how I would book it.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure if they did that, they'd have him go over.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, you don't want to fire both those guys. You split them up. Let him, because him and Zayn would have a fantastic program after Owens leaves.
Right.
Put Owens back on Raw, where he'd be a great heel to the big dog, your favorite wrestler.
Oh, God.
But yeah, that's how I'd look at it.
What happened to the Face of America gimmick? Why did that get cut short?
Face of America gimmick. Oh, Kevin Owens?
Yeah.
Because he lost the United States title.
But do you think that the whole time was to just have like a month or two reign? And remember when, after the week after he won the Universal title, and he started off Raw, sitting in a chair with the spotlight on him, the rest of the house completely dark, and he's in a nice $1,000 suit, and he cut the promo of his career. Why isn't that still his gimmick?
I don't know.
Because that was the best Roman. That was the best Roman. There's never been a best Roman. That was the best KO I've seen.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, guys.
I do like his stuff with Sammy, though. It's been pretty good.
Yeah, I ain't going to lie. It's been great. We're going to take a quick coffee refill break. What do you want to hear? Suffering Succotash?
Sounds good.
All right, we'll play a quick Suffering Succotash, and then we will be right back, guys. Stay too sweet.
You are a sniveling little suck-up sellout full of suffering succotash, son!
And we're back, Nerd Nation. So, part two of the morning show. My main man, Marvelous Mike Moore, still here with us.
For now.
I
seen that pillow and thought.
We do got some warm coffee, though. Yep. Hot coffee, rather.
It's waking me up. I'm almost there.
Right, yeah. Right. So now we're going to go over the top five worst WrestleManias.
Yeah.
We're going to start at the fifth worst and go down to the absolute worst.
And something that really went into effect with me was not just presentation, but how many good matches were actually on the show.
Okay.
And for me, in my opinion, all these were one-hit wonders. They had one good match on the show, except for the top two, which had none.
The top two had nothing, nothing that you liked.
Yeah. I mean, I got stuff on the list that we did yesterday.
Okay.
But that's just because I had to have that on that list, best match from each card. But to me, it's like these were just, when it comes to match quality-wise and presentation, this is the order for me.
So. Okay. And I'm going to try to, when we're talking about each one, I'm going to try to say where it was and what the attendance was, so we can just talk about how many people were there to see such a horrible show.
Yeah, I think I can remember where they all were.
Really?
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't remember attendance.
So. Okay, so you want to start with number five?
Number five was a recent one, WrestleMania 32,
and that was in Dallas.
Yep,
that was in Arlington.
Yeah.
Do you know what the attendance was for that one?
What the announced attendance was?
Yeah.
It was like 101,000, right?
Yeah, that's what Wikipedia says, that the attendance was 101,763 people.
That's crazy.
Is that the biggest one of all time?
Yeah. It used to be WrestleMania 3.
Right.
And that was like 91,000.
So go ahead. So tell us, so what do you like? What don't you like?
I like the women's match on that card. Charlotte versus Becky versus Sasha.
Okay.
That was the high point for me. That was Charlotte winning the first WWE Women's Championship when they brought that belt back and got rid of the Divas Championship.
Yeah.
We talked about that yesterday.
Right.
Go check out that episode.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a good episode.
Yeah. The low point to me was, of course, Triple H and Roman Reigns main eventing that night. But, you know, it's almost like this one's on here by default, because it's kind of not WWE's fault that this one was bad. Cena, Orton, Rollins, Cesaro. Not Cesaro, Tyson Kidd.
Poor Tyson Kidd, not being able to wrestle anymore from a fluke accident, too, right, with Samoa Joe.
Yeah.
Samoa Joe, a very, very good wrestler.
Yeah. Everyone who left WrestleMania 31 as champion could not be there. Cesaro was hurt for WrestleMania 32.
Oh, was he?
So everyone that was champion at WrestleMania 31 was not there at 32 because of injury.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, man. And it just, that you could tell that they were short on wrestlers, that because you know, that's the Mania where Shane took on Taker.
That's right.
In a Hell in a Cell match.
Yeah,
and
you're
it,
right.
It just wasn't a very good WrestleMania. I didn't watch it live. Well, I watched it live, but I didn't watch it intently. We paused it at one point to watch the Walking Dead finale that night.
Really?
We paused it, watched the finale, and then went back to it. So
wow.
We turned our phones off and kept, me and my buddy Dustin turned our phones off and kept it away from us.
So you couldn't.
Yeah. So it wouldn't be spoiled for us.
Yeah.
So we did watch it live, but we didn't watch it live.
Gotcha.
So, like I said yesterday, I've watched everything from 23 on.
Pretty much live.
Pretty much
that
live.
One, you watched it live. You just paused it for a while because it was on the network. Was that the first one that you got to watch on the network?
No, 30 was the first one on the network.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We've had the network that long.
Yeah, that long.
So I didn't have the network until, I've only had it about a year, 18 months or so.
Who sold you on that WWE network?
What, Michael Cole? Yeah. You some biscuit eater.
That was right when me and you started like talking again.
Yeah.
Being buddies again.
Yeah. Not that we had a falling out to everybody out there. Not that we had a falling out. We just, both of us
lost communication.
We lost communication after high school. For you, I moved off, and
then I moved off.
You went off to college, and then you know I was in the military when you first went off to college, and then whenever you were moving back from college, I was just now going to college down in Texas because I had spent 5 years in the military. So
yeah,
so we were away, and Facebook wasn't as big a thing as it is
now. Yeah,
where you can have your Facebook on your phone and stuff like that. That didn't start happening until about 3 years after college, 2009-ish,
yeah,
I want to say.
Something like that.
The iPhone came out 2007, 2008, so kind of in then, but still Facebook wasn't really good.
Yeah, dude, when I was checking Facebook every day, it was my freshman year of college, and I was still doing it on my laptop in my dorm room.
Same here. So, well, I mean, I had just gotten back from Iraq, so it was March 2009, and I was still checking it. I got a smartphone. I don't remember what brand it was.
I don't either, man.
But I still would still have to turn it sideways and flip it up for a manual.
Yeah. Was it a BlackBerry?
It was a blue phone.
Oh.
But I mean, it wasn't a bad phone for the time. It was definitely good for the time.
Yeah.
We should still had it. I don't know what happened to it though. Yeah. But anyway, so yeah. Number four.
Number four for me is WrestleMania 2000. Once again, a one trick pony. The triple threat ladder match that Edge, Christian, Hardy Boys, and the Dudley Boys had was definitely the best match. High point of the night.
Do you remember where it was, real quick?
Anaheim, California.
Ooh, yeah. Okay, let's say 20,000. So 20,000 people. Was the attendance higher than that? Lower than that?
In 2000, it was higher.
Nope.
Really?
It was right just underneath it. 19,776. Now, this is all from Wikipedia. Mm-hmm. So, Nerd Nation, if you find something different, don't blame me. We just went with Wikipedia because it was like the surefire thing that we could get all five on for sure.
Yeah, and Wikipedia has what the announced attendance was.
Right.
Meltzer, so, from what I've heard, Meltzer takes it and divides it by four and then says that's not the real.
I'm just kidding. You had me, bro.
Nah.
You had me.
Meltzer always reports that it was lower than, which I'm sure it is. You know.
Yeah, it's got to be. I assume it's a work most of the time.
But I'm thinking 32 at least had 100,000 there. Maybe not 101,000, but they had at least
100,000.
Yeah. I mean, it was that Dallas, that Cowboys Arena.
I've seen them fit 110,000 for a soccer game.
Yeah. Didn't they?
Football.
Didn't basketball, the All-Star game when it was there, didn't it break the record?
It might have.
For indoor attendance?
It might have. Watching basketball in that big of a stadium would suck, though. Because basketball court's little bitty. Yeah. I can see watching football and soccer.
Yeah.
I was there for Cowboys-Detroit first week of – was it the last week of
– Is that the one where Dez didn't catch it?
No, that was the next week. I was at that game, too, but he caught it. I flew out to Green Bay. That was January 2015, and I was there for that game. And then wild card weekend was Detroit versus Dallas, in Arlington. And it was either the last week of December 2014, the first week of January 2015. I cannot remember the date.
Was that Megatron's last game?
No, he played two more seasons after that.
Oh, okay.
But I believe it was his last game in Dallas. I always say Dallas because it's Dallas Cowboys, but I know it was in Arlington out there at Nerd Nation. I was actually born in Arlington, and I went to college down there. So I lived in Texas.
So might as well get those Longhorns tattooed on you, right?
Yeah, I'll get that Cowboys tattooed on me. But I already got the Boss tattooed on me for all you OU fans out there. I got the Boss tattooed on me. I can't turn my back on the OU. Yeah.
Boomer Sooner.
But anyway... Okay, so...
So, yeah, back to wrestling.
So,
high point was definitely the Edge Christian versus Hardy's versus Dudley's match, definitely.
Okay.
Low point was the rest of the card.
What was the main event?
Triple H versus The Rock versus Big Show versus Mick Foley.
Oh, that's McMahon, a McMahon in every corner.
Elimination match, yeah.
Oh, God.
Wrong guy went over that night, you think?
Hunter went over?
Yeah.
Of course he went over.
The Rock should have...
You know, I always say that, but we actually looked it up. We talked about it. It wasn't on a show or anything. We talked about it. It was before we had a show.
He actually has lost more at Mania than he's won.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We looked that up.
And you think he'll lose again this year?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's going to lose this year.
But
the fact, I don't care if he's putting people over or not, the fact that it's even a question that he could possibly be the last match of the night in a intergender tag team match where... Two of them, three of them are not even full-time wrestlers? That's stupid.
Not four of them.
Well, actually, none of them are current full-time wrestlers. That's dumb. Yeah. Dumb.
I think that when it comes to WrestleMania 16, WrestleMania 2000, whatever you want to call it. I'd call it 2000. That's what they billed it as.
Right.
Austin was hurt. Austin was out.
Uh-huh.
So the rumored main event that year was going to be Triple H versus Steve Austin versus The Rock in a triple threat match. How awesome would that have been?
Say that one more time.
Triple H versus The Rock versus Steve Austin. But then Steve Austin got hurt.
Right.
You think that greatest triple threat of all time? Maybe because at that time, Triple H was easily the number one heel in the business.
Right.
And The Rock and Austin competed for that number one face.
Right.
Like, who knows who number one was.
Oh, yeah, that'd have been...
That probably would have been the best, I mean, the best triple threat of all time if they would have pulled that off right.
That'd have been cool.
But it didn't happen.
yeah, of course.
And the card was terrible.
Yeah.
there was only one one-on-one match on that card, and it was a women's match, and I think it might have been a bra and panties match. It wasn't even a
Are you serious?
It wasn't even a normal singles match. It was like... yeah, so...
Jesus.
That's how bad that card is.
It's horrible, dude.
Yeah.
Number three?
Number three is another one-trick pony, man.
All right, so number three, WrestleMania 11?
11, yeah.
Okay, do you remember where this was?
Levin was in Chicago.
We talked about this.
Oh, it
was
Connecticut.
Yeah, we talked about this one yesterday.
At the Hartford
Connecticut Civic Center. Yeah. That sounds crazy that a WrestleMania was there.
Yeah.
Attendance, a record for the Hartford Connecticut Community Civic Center, a whopping 264. No, I'm just kidding. 16,305.
Yeah, we talked about this yesterday.
Yeah, it was yesterday.
We thought it was 9,000, right?
And yeah, we were like, it couldn't have been more than 9,000 or 10,000. Yeah. We were a little bit wrong, but. And this was, let me guess, I'm pretty sure that I remember, because we didn't talk about the main event when we talked about yesterday, but yesterday, the main event was Bam Bam Bigelow putting over a now, not even a pro athlete, a retired Lawrence Taylor.
Yep.
Ridiculous. And if you'll remember, if you ever watched any documentaries about this, or no, it was Bruce Pritchard was talking about it. He said that they were booking this as it was like New York City. They had Lawrence Taylor on the show. They did not want to say they were in a civic center. They tried to stay away from that as much as possible, so they booked it because it's just an hour away from New York City.
Yeah.
So, or that's what they said. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's what they said. But, yeah, so they did not want to say that they were, you know, because Connecticut's not that big.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
One good match on that card.
Bam Bam versus Lawrence Taylor?
No. And it was a match you told me you were going to go back and watch.
At 11?
Yes. Diesel versus Shawn Michaels.
Oh, yeah, you told me it was a surprisingly good match.
Did you go back and watch it?
No.
You need to.
I need to. You're right. Matter of fact, I put that, I always have a running list of things I need to do, things I need to ask
go
you.
Go back and watch it. It's good.
So, WrestleMania 11. See, I have from yesterday, I've got WrestleMania 17, Taker and Hunter written on there.
Yeah.
11 was Diesel.
And Shawn.
And Mr. WrestleMania?
Mr. WrestleMania.
Okay. Got it written down.
Okay.
So, anything else you want to say about number 11?
That's when they had the fake Bill Clinton in the crowd, right?
What?
Dude, yeah, there's a fake Bill Clinton in the crowd.
No.
Yep. Dressed like him and everything, sitting like he was a member of, like, yeah, and WWE paid this guy, he was a Bill Clinton impersonator.
Why?
To come act like he was Bill Clinton, I guess.
So they wanted to be like, the president was at WrestleMania. Could you, was it obvious he was an impersonator?
Oh, yeah, it was obvious.
Yes. Oh, my God.
It was bad.
Yeah. What is going on? I didn't hear him talking about that on the podcast.
Yeah.
Hey, while I'm mentioning the podcast, real quick. Actually, let me wait till the end, and I'll ask you.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay, number two. I had to write down the question, guys. Sorry, Nerd Nation. Yeah. That's what took an extra second. Number two on the podcast is, in fact, WrestleMania 2.
Yeah.
Do you remember where it's at?
Dude, it's in three different places.
Yeah, good job.
It's in...
I didn't write those down.
It's in Madison Square Garden.
Uh-huh.
It's in Chicago.
And then all the way on the further west coast, right?
Is it in California?
Los Angeles, right?
Yeah, it's in L.A., yeah. The sports at the L.A. Coliseum.
Yeah, three biggest... No, but it didn't sell out the Coliseum because the combined attendance was 40,085.
Yeah.
So if out of the three, the Coliseum seats 100,000. If it was at the Coliseum.
Back then, didn't it seat 100,000?
Oh, yeah, maybe it didn't
back
then.
If it was, like you said, it may not even be at the Coliseum.
Yeah.
But I know they were at the, they were in Chicago at the,
Los Angeles Sports Memorial Arena.
Oh, okay. So where were they at in Chicago? What stadium?
In Chicago, they were actually in the Rosemont Horizon.
Oh, the Horizon, yeah. And then, they were in Madison Square Garden for the other one.
Yeah. And let's see. What does... Okay, so they could have stole out the Los Angeles Memorial Sports Arena. I guess it's not in use anymore. It says was a multi-purpose arena. And the capacity for basketball was 16 and change. Hockey was 14 and change. Boxing and wrestling, 16,740. Mm. Wikipedia does not give, it only gives the combined attendance for the show. Yeah. And the combined attendance was 40,085.
Nice.
So.
Hulkamania at its prime. He wrestled King Kong Bundy in a terrible fucking steel cage match to end the show.
Where was that match at? In New York?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I don't know what order they were in.
Yeah.
But so I guess there's three different main events that night. So the first one, which I think the first one might have been in L.A., was Mr. T and Rowdy Piper in a boxing match. Terrible. The second one was in Chicago, because that's where the Refrigerator Perry was.
Okay.
So I'm not sure if the first round of matches was in New York or L.A., and then the last one was in New York or L.A. If I was to guess, I'd say they probably went New York, Chicago, L.A. as the last place because of time zones.
Yeah.
Is what I'm guessing the way they went.
The reason I was thinking New York was because I figured that Hogan, you know, he's going on last. And he would not have to travel much if he was in New York, because at the time he lived in New York, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Or he at least had a place, because when Bruce was talking about the steroid trial, he was saying that when he would come pick up his stuff when he was at the old building before Titan Towers, that they were talking about how Hogan would swing through and then go back up to New York. Okay. So I figured that he was at least staying up there way back when.
Yeah. So the first one was in, oh dude, they weren't in Madison Square Garden. They were in the Nassau Coliseum. They're still in New York.
Uh-huh.
So they were in New York first, like I figured, with Mr. T and Piper in the boxing match.
Okay.
And then they were in Chicago next, which I figured because William Perry was there.
Gotcha.
And the Battle Royal, which I thought was the main event that night, but thought should have been when I heard the matches. But the main event was the tag team match that I actually had listed yesterday on our list of the best matches.
Yeah.
That was the main event there. And then the main event in L.A. was Hogan, Bundy in the Steel Cage.
Match.
But
I'm
every match on this card was terrible.
I'm hoping that for the live attendance at each place, I am hoping to God that they at least had like five dark matches for each place.
Yeah.
Because the only thing that was aired was a couple of matches from each place, right?
Yeah, they did like four or five matches for each place, and then they would, after the match, they'd bring the lights down, and then they'd roll down a screen, and you watch the other two places.
And people knew that going in, but still, that had to suck.
Yeah.
You know?
You're still sitting in an arena with a bunch of wrestling fans watching live wrestling. So, I mean, I guess it wouldn't be too bad.
I've always wanted to. Do they still do closed
circuit?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I want to go see, like, maybe not a WrestleMania because that's long, but if we could go see, like, if me and you could drive up to, like, Tulsa or down to Dallas and go see, like, a B pay-per-view.
In theaters?
In a theater where we still get the commentary. Mm-hmm. We can go down there. You know, I don't drink. I don't like being around drinking or anything. But me and you can go down there and, you know, we can get some popcorn. Like, we're going to the movie.
But we can
watch a three-hour.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're going to a three-hour B show. So, because I ain't sitting in no theater for no seven damn hours.
Yeah.
God dang it. I can't cuss.
Okay.
Yeah. But, you know, I don't want to sit in there for 7 hours. Shirt. But, like, a B show?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Get a shirt made and say Hail Mary.
No. What if I just do a whole morning show of me catching up on my Hail Marys?
Hail Mary.
Or dang it, Hail Mary.
Yeah. Anyway, WrestleMania 2 was just not a good card.
Yeah.
It barely squeaks by not being number one just because number one was so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And number one on the list was WrestleMania 9.
Caesar's Palace,
yeah,
Las Vegas, Nevada.
Actually, it was in a city called Paradise, Nevada. The only reason I know is because I looked it up. I don't know if that's a different Caesar's Palace, or what. But that's what Wikipedia said.
Mm, yeah, that's weird. It must just be a different.
Yeah, because you know a lot of times
I bet it's right out of it.
Yeah, that's what I assume. Because you know most when they're like in,
Like Rosemont, Illinois is really Chicago.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Because that they never actually.
Brooklyn's really New York City.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
New Jersey's really New York City.
See, it says location. The event took place at Caesar's Palace in Paradise, Nevada.
Mm.
I don't know what Paradise, Nevada is.
I don't either.
It's an unincorporated town. Oh, it's just adjacent of the city of Las Vegas, so apparently it's side by side.
Okay.
The most populous, it's the most unincorporated, it's the most populated unincorporated community in Nevada. So it's pretty much right there with Nevada.
Yeah.
I mean, with Las Vegas.
Las Vegas, yeah.
Do you remember, or give me a shot, what do you think the attendance was? This actually surprised me, because this was an outdoor arena.
Yeah, their first.
And it was in the day, and you can see everybody, and I did not think this many people was there. But I was also wrong about Hartford as well.
Yeah, and so, you were wrong about...
Yeah, just tell me everything I'm wrong about.
Man, let's see. If you say you're wrong, because I was thinking maybe 15,000.
You're not far off.
If you're saying you were wrong.
I was way off. I was nearly double off.
I'm going to go ahead and say 16,500.
You're just 300 people off. 16,891.
Damn.
That's the same way with Hartford. I was like, it can't be more than 9,000 people. There was 16.
Yeah.
So it looks like, you know, 16 is kind of their bottom number. I ought to look up all the shows and see what their lowest was, but I'd be willing to bet that they don't get much lower than 16. Maybe. Yeah.
Maybe at 7.
Is that when they were?
Hogan and Slaughter.
Yeah, when they were going to run the Coliseum and they end up going over. They might have went over to that.
Yeah, I still think they sold 20,000 seats that night, though.
Where?
When Hogan fought Slaughter.
Oh yeah, they might have. Yeah, you're right. They probably did.
Because that was a pretty hot angle.
Yeah, why wasn't it selling? It was a hot angle, so why wasn't?
I'm not sure.
Did people kind of turn sour on it because they actually did go to war?
Yeah, maybe.
Or was wrestling just not cool then?
Oh, I mean, that's probably right at the turn of it.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Right when Hogan started kind of not being
cool. Yeah. That was at 6.
Yeah.
So they gave him 3 more years after he was uncool.
But anyways, back to 9, our number 1. Not a good match on the card. I don't even... Oh, it's Tonka versus Shawn Michaels. I had as the best match of the night.
Tonka got a best match.
Yeah, he did. So just think, if I'd have given it to any number one that I could on there, Shawn wouldn't have gotten Mr. WrestleMania.
Yeah.
So can I go ahead and change it now?
No, it's too late.
Lex Luger versus Mr. Perfect was the best match that night.
That was there at 9?
That was an okay match. It's just, I think we talked about it, and I said it came down to those two matches, and I couldn't give matches.
You couldn't give Lex Luger. Lex Luger.
And if I would have given it to him, and Shawn Michaels wouldn't be my Mr. WrestleMania.
Well, he'd be tied. He'd be co-WrestleMania.
But I'd give that to Taker because of his streak. Because I get to be the tiebreaker on my own fucking list, right? So
how do you give it to him when HBK...
The streak.
But HBK would have had 5 more years if he had not got injured. And then miraculously... Is that a true story?
The streak.
Is HBK... You know, he hurt his back fighting The Undertaker... Mm-hmm. Wrestling The Undertaker, and then he goes away for a while, finds God after he gets clean off of drugs. Mm-hmm. Could be a work. We don't know.
Yeah.
But that's a whole show on its own.
Yeah. That's a theory that he...
I actually went and watched all the shoot interviews.
Yeah.
And the big one, it's not a video. It's just a picture of Shane Helms.
Yeah.
But anyway, what I was going to say was, is that a true story that his back was miraculously fixed, or is that just for TV?
I mean, that's the story they went with. I mean, I don't know. You know, there are rumors saying that he just did. He was fed up and was doing his own thing, and so that he just stopped wrestling. You know, he wasn't happy about having to drop the title to Steve. You know.
Yeah.
So,
I was kind of thinking that maybe he did hurt his back, but it wasn't a grave injury. He just needed to rest, or maybe he had a minor surgery to fix it, and he was on drugs for so long. Because I'll tell you. The reason that I got addicted to pain pills is because I had surgery, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so when I, 4 or 5 months after my surgery, I'm 100% healed. But as soon as I start cutting back on those pain pills, my hip starts hurting.
Yeah.
But it was all in my head. I was feeling every little bit of pain in my body because I'm so used to being painless.
Right, yeah.
So that could have been a thing for a long time with HBK. Now, I'm not saying that is. Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering if it was better for a storyline on TV that his back was... My back is broken.
Yeah.
Spinal. You know what that is?
No.
Mike Tyson?
Oh, yeah.
You ever
seen
that
when
Mike Tyson's back is broken? Anyway.
But yeah, I don't,
if it's just a better story for him to say that my back was permanently injured and then I find God knows and it's fixed.
I think there's one person that knows how bad Sean's back really was, and that's Sean.
You don't even think Vince knows?
No.
Yeah. Because I always kind of thought whenever after he left how... Vince tried to keep him in the loop until it was just apparent that he could no longer be on television because he was so messed up on pain pills.
Yeah.
That I thought that Vince assumed that eventually Sean was going to see what he was doing, get clean, and come back. So I always kind of thought maybe there was something wrong here. You know what I mean? This is, of course, looking back.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I think Sean's the only one that really knew if it was bad or how bad it was. I don't think anybody really will know.
Yeah.
I think Sean's keeping that to himself. If I was to guess, knowing who Sean was back then, I say he put on a show.
Have you read his book?
No. I've read excerpts from his book.
Do you think he's telling the truth in it? 'Cause
sometimes.
On the two-part Shawn Michaels episode on Bruce Prichard, which this is good convo because it leads into my question before we go off the air.
Okay.
I know you're trying to get home.
Well, we still got to go over, like, really nine still. Kind
of. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Let's go over nine. Okay. And
Well, I mean, really what I want to say about it is there wasn't a good match on the card. I gave it to Sean Tatanka on my list because I had to. And, of course, this is the infamous night that Yokozuna beats Bret, and then Hogan comes out and beats Yokozuna.
Yeah.
You know, Hogan must pose.
Yeah.
Undertaker got his only win at WrestleMania that wasn't an actual win. Like, he won by DQ because Giant Gonzalez.
Used chloroform. Oh, God. Yeah. I loved that suit. Why would a guy that big need a suit? I guess because his physique was terrible.
I have no idea why. To this day, I don't think I've ever gotten a reason why he wore that fucking suit.
Did he wear that his whole career? Was he even there very long?
He wrestled in WCW as, I don't remember, El Gigante.
Before or after this?
Before. Yeah. But I don't know if I've ever seen a match with him besides his two matches he had with Taker as Giant Gonzalez.
He looks so dumb.
I know. But yeah, this was a pretty bad WrestleMania, the worst ever, in my opinion.
Okay, just to. Okay,
anyways, we can get back on the Sean stuff now.
Well, okay, and then after that, I'm gonna end it on a good note.
Okay, good.
Well, I'll ask you to end it on a good note.
I'll try.
So back on the HBK thing. So what I was saying was, you haven't read HBK's book, but would you put a lot of stock into what HBK wrote? Because if you listen to the two episodes of the Bruce Prichard episode, the two Bruce Prichard episodes where they talk about Sean and they create a timeline with his book, right? And then they deviate off of that. He denies a lot of the stuff that HBK says. You've heard the episodes.
Mm-hmm.
He denies a lot of it. He says HBK is trying to save face. But that's what he believes.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
Here's what I think.
Okay.
I think that Sean was a terrible person.
Okay.
I think Sean legitimately had a really bad drug problem. I think through the help of his wife and through the help of God, Sean legitimately overcame that drug problem. I think a lot of that bad person, dickhead Sean, went away when that happened. I think a little bit of it stayed. And so I think when he came back and they presented him as this reformed guy, I think that the WWE themselves tried to make us forget, the fans who knew, and by doing so may have made themselves forget a lot about Sean. I think that they kind of paint this picture of, oh, it's okay now that all this stuff happened. You know, because she's not like that anymore. And I think that a lot of times talking about Sean and some of the stuff that he did, some of the underhanded bullshit that he did, is forgiven today because of how he turned out in the end. And we'll never, you know, I don't think that we'll ever get Sean or Vince or Hunter, anybody telling how bad Sean really was.
Uh-huh.
Because they're the guys. I mean, the winners write the history books.
Yeah.
You know? And so I think that when Sean, when it's all said and done, Sean will be remembered for his second run in the company instead of the first.
Yeah.
Because of the way that he was presented. And I think that the way that he wrote that book and did that DVD was to, hey, let's focus on you now more than you back then. So if any of that, you know, let's just kind of bury some of this bad stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like the stuff with Sonny. Sean's never came out and said anything about that.
Right.
But, I mean, it's known. He had a relationship with Sonny.
Yeah.
When she said was married to Chris Candido.
I don't know if they're married, but.
Yeah, but they would get married eventually.
They were together. That's as, in our books, just, that's as good. Just as bad. I mean, if you're dating someone, you might as well be married to him, you know?
Yeah.
Did you know Sonny wrote a book?
Yeah, I did. Because of the Sonny episode of
Oh, okay, Bruce Pritchard. And, yeah, okay, so you I read did. It. Yeah, she said some pretty crazy stuff about her and Sean.
Lipstick stuff?
The lipstick stuff.
I was wondering if you heard that. Yeah,
that's what I was talking about. She said she'd look like the Joker at the end of it. I believe, I have not listened to it, but Going In Raw, shout out to Going In Raw.
Love your name.
Yeah.
Switch his names.
They...
every time you shout out them, I'm gonna say that.
Well, see, like there's certain shows that they kind of listen to. So they're like a news show, right?
Yeah.
They tell news. Well, they listen to a different podcast that, an established podcast is kind of be what we are, which is just simply opinion wrestling. Show where we're just a wrestling opinion show. We don't care about news. There's 50
we'll talk about news.
We'll talk about big news like Daniel Bryan and stuff, but like there's 50 different websites or 50 different podcasts, 50 different websites you can get wrestling news from, but there's not as many podcasts that you can get opinions of lifelong fans that don't mean much, but it's fun.
Smart marks?
Kinda.
Yeah.
But we're mostly just fans that love to talk, you know, in kayfabe, out of kayfabe, and we love to, you know, hear from people on Twitter and we give them shout outs and stuff like that. What I'm getting at is they have a podcast that they listen to that's just opinion, and that podcast is a wrestling podcast, but they, you know how you review pay-per-views, right? They reviewed Sonny's porno and get commentary for it. So you can get on their website and the porno plays and they're giving commentary for it.
We will never do that. And if we do, it's got to be... and if we do, it's got to be Queen of the Ring. Oh, shit.
I don't know if I could watch porno with you, man. Like, you're my boy. I don't know if I've ever watched a porno with a guy, period. I don't know.
Oh, but it would be fun.
I think,
has anybody ever given commentary on Queen of the Ring?
I don't know. Give us a shout out at Good Bros Podcast if you have or if you know someone that has.
Well, but would it be disrespectful to do it?
Yeah, we probably don't need to do that one. I will say something. Someone was telling me something about Tommy Lee when I was in the military, and I did not believe it. So a couple of guys I was in the infantry with pulled up a video of Tommy Lee and Pam Anderson. And number one, I was extremely uncomfortable looking at some naked people with two or three of my buddies. I can't remember. But number two, they were 100% right about Tommy Lee, what they told me. They proved me wrong. okay, so I got one quick question, and then you're going to end the show on a good note.
Okay.
And I'll let you go home. You can go back to sleep.
Cool.
Bruce Pritchard. Mm-hmm. Why do so many people hate him? And why do they think he's full of crap?
I think it's because he worked with WWE for so long that he tends to have a bias towards the WWE, you know? Like Vince, like he defends Vince and Triple H more than he does give an alternate opinion on it.
Okay.
Like I don't know how many times I've listened to that show and I've heard Bruce say, well, you know, that's just the way that we did. That's the way we had to do it. We didn't have any other options at the time. And it's like, it's easy for you to play armchair Booker. You know, you weren't there. I was there, you know.
Yeah.
This is what we had to do. You know, and I think it's because of that. I think it's because he defends some of the shitty decisions they made back then.
Yeah.
He defends it, like.
Really, instead of just saying, yeah, we screwed
the pooch. We shouldn't
have
done that.
Yeah. And one of the reasons that I kind of don't always like listening to his show, like I have to take him in, like, I can't binge listen to him like I can a lot of other shows. And because... Conrad will ask him a question. This is a problem that me and you don't have because we could talk each other's ear off. Conrad will ask him a question. He'd be like, yep.
Yeah,
and he's like,
true.
Come on, man. Chat me up. Yeah. Why are you going to be like that?
Yeah. Okay, like, Tony. He calls him Tony.
Yeah. What is that about?
Tony Schiavone. He's got another show with Tony Schiavone where they do WCW, kind of like what him and
Bruce
do WWE. Yeah.
Conrad does?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it's called What Happened When.
No.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
He does it with Tony. You know, Tony is his WCW guy where they talk about old WCW stuff, and Bruce is his WWF guy.
Oh, I'm so... God, I've been listening to Bruce Pritchard. I grew up watching WCW. I'd way rather be listening to that crap.
My bad, man. I guess I could have told you about
that.
I can honestly tell you this. I've never listened to one episode of it. And from what I've heard, Tony, you think Bruce is bad? Tony doesn't give him shit.
What do you mean?
Like, he doesn't... Like they'll be, you know, well, why did you book Hogan over Flair in 94? And you're like, well... That's what the booking committee decided to do. He's like, but why? He's like, that's just what they decided to do. That's all I can tell you, Conrad. And apparently that's like it's stuff that you already know, and he's not giving you much insight behind the scenes. Which, I mean, you got to give it to Bruce. When he does open up, he gives you a lot of insight behind the scenes.
Yeah. Well, Schiavone, I mean, he wasn't on the booking committee and stuff, though, was he?
No, but
don't talk trash about Tony Schiavone, bro. He was the voice of wrestling.
No, dude, JR has been the voice of wrestling since WrestleMania 9.
Yeah.
JR has been the voice of wrestling.
Yeah, JR puts butts in the seats.
But Tony
that's what they should have named the podcast, Butts in the Seats.
Tony was so high up there, I mean... He was there during all that. You know, he may not have been on the booking committee, but I guarantee you he worked in creative somehow. I mean, I don't know for sure what he did then, but you know, I was a WWF guy. I mean, I started out as a WCW guy, but once I seen that ship going down, I jumped pretty fast.
Yeah.
Pretty much the first time The Rock raised that eyebrow, I was like, oh, I'm sold.
You seen that one where you seen that gif where The Rock's looking around, he takes a big smell and he's like raised that eyebrow and it says, when you wake up and you smell that your mom and dad's cooking eggs and bacon for breakfast, like that, and he's like, All right, let's end the show on a good note. Give me three matches from WrestleMania before. It's got to be a WrestleMania before WrestleMania 17. 17's okay. Your favorite, right?
19's my favorite.
19's your favorite.
Okay,
but we're going to say 17, though.
Okay.
Before 17, I want you to give me three matches that are must-watch. They don't have to be on your deal here.
Okay.
But just three matches from WrestleMania 1 to WrestleMania 16.
Okay. Definitely Ricky Steamboat, Randy Savage at WrestleMania 3.
Okay.
I think Warrior Hogan from WrestleMania 6 is on that list.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, I went and watched it.
It was good, wasn't it?
It was actually good.
I told you.
The only thing that made me mad was I seen Hogan kick out, and he attempted to get all that positive heat, you know. And, you know, he had the title, and he stood there with it draping on his shoulder. That kind of made me mad. But the match was actually good.
Yeah.
And that crowd was split.
Yeah.
That crowd was freaking split.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
And then... Steve and Brett in that submission match at 13.
13?
Yeah.
Steve and Brett. All right, man. I'm going to watch these other two.
Have you seen all three of those?
No, I haven't seen Steve. I actually have not seen that Steve and Brett.
You've never seen Steve?
No, I actually went and watched. I've seen Steamboat and Savage, and I rewatched it probably, I don't know, two months ago.
I feel like I failed you as your wrestling.
I know it's sad that I know so much about wrestling.
The submission match at 13, you've never seen it.
No, I mean I've seen it a million times. He's got the blood coming down.
Oh man,
I know that's why.
I'm such a big Brett guy, and you haven't seen that match.
That's why I'm always asking you for matches to watch because I need to go back and watch some of these matches. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I know I could tell you every detail about the matches, but I've never truly watched them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You need to go back and watch 13.
Yeah. Like well, man, how was your first morning show?
It's tiring.
Yeah.
Actually, though, I think I'm awake. I think I can go home, get ready for work, and go straight to work.
So all right, man.
I think that this might have done what I needed.
Well, guys, Nerd Nation, guys and gals.
And it is payday.
Oh.
So I got a reason to go to work.
Right, right. Nerd Nation, thank y'all so very much for listening to us on this early morning. We hope you had a blast. And for everyone out there, I was going to say something, but it's just about an HBK show that we're going to do in the future, but we'll talk about it another time.
Great.
For everyone out there, we hope y'all stay too sweet.